Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. What does it mean when I say love yourself, especially in traffic? Might sound like a weird title, yet it means a lot to me. Since I claim that February is my love month of the year, I am looking for topics that speak to me. On the road quite a bit, I have observed so many things that led me to believe that people don't love themselves or anybody else for that matter, according to the way they drive. I will give a few examples as we go along, and I will give some facts about the new DMV laws and things and why I think this has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. It all ties together. So let's start at the very beginning. What happens before you even get your driver's license? I remember I had to prepare. I had to study the manual, the book, then go in and take the written test. And once I passed that one, I had to go and take the driving test. And so from there on, once I passed both of them, I got the license and I was able to drive by myself. This kind of reminds me of when a baby is born. A baby cannot take care of itself from the very beginning on, right after birth. It needs to be nurtured. It needs to be trained. It needs to be taught. It needs to be loved in order to grow and succeed. This is the same with everything we do, and driving is nothing else but the same. So you had to take that driver's test, the written and the driving one, and pass it before you got your license. And then, or actually not even then, but during that time, while you were taking your tests, written and or driving, were you able, entering the driving test, allowed to be distracted? Were you able to do things differently than what they expected? Were there strict rules and regulations? Are they still there? Are they still current? Have they changed? What's going on? So I guarantee you, had you used your cell phone while taking the driver's test, you would have flunked immediately. Maybe even if that cell phone would have been mounted on the dashboard and you would have been hands-free. Today, I see so many people on the phone, talking on the phone, dialing on the phone, doing things that they're distracted and don't pay attention to the road, to what's happening on the side of them, in front of them, and behind them. Why do you think we have so many mirrors on the car? So we can see, we can be prepared. My uncle, who was a driver's instructor way back when in Switzerland, always said, don't just drive vorsichtig, which means carefully, but drive voraussichtig, which means look ahead of you, see what's going to happen. Can you see the red lights popping up, or is the traffic going smoothly? Well, those are signs that should actually speak to us from the very beginning on, and we should pay attention. However, when we're on the phone, text, talk, smoke, and things like that, it is impossible to be fully aware of what's happening around us. So therefore, I decided to talk about that today, because just last week, my husband and I were on the road doing the right thing, good speed, not below. not definitely not below, but the speed of the limit or a little bit above. And we had a motorhome pulled right in front of the nose. If my husband wouldn't have seen it in the very last second, I mean, he saw it happening. He's so attentive on the road. It's amazing. They could have killed me on the passenger side. But because he saw it, he was able to avoid and make sure he got ahead of him so we didn't have to worry about him anymore. Then there's a lot of, and especially either the way it looks, between early age of driving to the mid, late 20s, or in their 50s and older, who think they're invincible. They can drive and talk and do things and bend down to pick up something that fell down, not realizing that they're pulling the steering wheel to the left unless they forcefully push it to the right. And then they're getting out of lane without signaling. That's dangerous. So I want to go into a couple of sites here that help us figure out what is safe and what is not. And the reason why I want to do that is so we can keep safe and alert and healthy, love ourselves and others, drive carefully and look ahead, and avoid injuries, mental, physical, and financial damage to ourselves or others. Because it is a full circle. It goes around. And when one out is out of whack, so are the others. So let's make sure that we pay attention, that we have the mirrors adjust, that we signal when we go over our line into the one to the left or to the right. And most definitely, do not cross the double yellow lines on the highways, changing lanes without blinking and all that stuff, which has been happening to us over and over and over again. And the reason why I'm still here and able to talk about it is because we are cautious. Not slow, but cautious. We have a reaction, a quick reaction to what's happening, and we pay attention to what's happening ahead of us. So I would like for you the same safety, that you pay attention. Don't deal with your children while you're driving. Have something for them that keeps them occupied. Give them a toy or something, or let them listen to some music or something they enjoy so you do not have to worry about them. It's not The Simpsons. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? So let me give you a few things that have changed just so you're aware. Actually, the DMV reminds motorists of new laws in 2017, which some of which have changed and have been added on in 2018. But there in 2017 is use of electronic wireless devices, and the number is AB1785 Cork. Driving a motor vehicle while holding and operating a handheld wireless telephone or wireless electronic communications device will be prohibited unless the device is mounted on a vehicle's windshield or is mounted affixed to the vehicle's dashboard or the center console in a manner that does not hinder the driver's view of the road. Driver's hand may only be used. The driver's hand may only be used to activate or deactivate a feature or function on the device with the motion of a single swipe or tap of the driver's finger, but not while holding it. Child safety seat. Just last week again, a van full of children in the back seat, moving up and down, moving sideways. That is not safe. Children under the ages of 8 or 10, I'm not quite sure right now, I think it's ages 10 or depending on the weight, belong or be strapped in at least. You know, I mean, follow the rules. Check it out. Go with the rules. It's for your safety, for your children's safety, and everybody around you. because when you have to slam on the brakes and a child comes flying forward through the windshield, it's going to be even more distracting than if the child would have been strapped in and safe and sound on the back seat. Motorcycle lane splitting. Oh my, that's a big one. The motorcycle people think they can do whatever they want, but that's not true. They need to follow the rules and the laws also. And it does not mean that we, as the car drivers, can enforce everything and make them get out of our lane or something like that. But we need to be aware that there are people on the road who don't care or who think they're more important or who are in a rush for whatever reason, never to make it to the destination because they got in an accident. Let's provide or prevent those things and provide for safety on the road. Never miss the latest news from the California DMV. Yeah, I say California DMV because that's where I'm at. Sign up now for DMV News Alerts. It's an easy way to receive up-to-date information from the California Department of Motor Vehicles. The new tool also offers customization to obtain specific DMV-related topics, such as AB 60, autonomous vehicles, and office openings and closures. Click here to get started. And the website is https://www.emailalert.dmv.ca.gov/dmv_email_alert. So if you want to get more information, go there. Or if you have questions, you can call the DMV at 916-657-6437 or go to DMV Public Affairs at dmv.ca.gov. You can also follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The new laws for 2018 are more specific. Cannabis is not allowed to be in the car or smoked by the driver or a person who drives alone. So it doesn't matter. A passenger is not allowed to drive cannabis in the car either. Seat belts. Even in buses that have seat belts, they must be worn now. DUI, passenger for hire. There's a great thing there. Parking violations. And the newest one that really interests me is HOV decal program AB 544. Starting January 1, 2019, the law creates a decal program to let low-emission vehicles drive on the carpool lanes regardless of how many people are inside the vehicle for a four-year term. Access to carpool lanes for cars with green and white decals will expire on January 2019. Anyone issued one of those green or white decals in 2017 or 2018 will be able to reapply for a decal in 2019 that will give them access to high occupancy toll lanes through January 1, 2022, and much more. I just really wanted to make sure you had the highest and the most important highlights here. I did put a couple of links in that you can just click on and get some more information. Also, there's some videos that they have, five new California laws that take effect in 2018, and they're under https://patch.com/California/Malibu/5-new-California-laws-take-effect-2018 and so forth. So I just want to tell you, keep safe, love yourself, love the people around you so you won't suffer any mental, physical, and financial imbalance or issues. Keep safe, alert, healthy. Drive carefully and look ahead. And definitely do your best, give your best, and be your best daily. For questions, suggestions, and inquiries, email me. The email address is there. Have a great day.